How's LaTroy look this week?
Good. Yeah, looks fine. Had a good week of practice.
Are you surprised? I hate to say that, but that you played run defense so good where you don't have LaTroy basically for two games, and I mean you're basically Mike Daniels is the only veteran guy, and it's a whole bunch of young guys filling in gaps.
Yeah, and it's still early too. Yeah, I mean I think collectively as a group, that's probably we spent a lot of time. Sometimes it works out. You know how run defense goes, kind of like anything. Sacks, they all go the same way. I mean, you just got to keep going with it, keep grinding with it, and I think they've all bought in. We've got a lot of great guys here, and we just got to keep doing the same thing. I think, like you said, we got some new faces in there, and sometimes when guys are buying in, it really works out for you.
Just how big of an influence, I know you've been asked 1,000 times about Mike Daniels, but just how big of an influence has he been considering all the young guys who've had to play, and he's,
I think LaTroy and Mike both. They both are a good influence on those guys in that room. And, when the first day you walk in there, you do have a lot of young, new faces in there. And Mike's work ethic is so good. And LaTroy, when LaTroy's on the field, LaTroy's in the gym, he's a hard worker. He's a very smart, intelligent guy football-wise. So, he's always helping them out. And, to me, I've always – since I've been coaching in this league, I came in this league with William Fuller being almost the same age as me. Him and I were both about the same age. And, boy, just to have that veteran in there to back you up and talk to those young kids, and you just can't say how valuable that is as a coach that you have. I mean, you can still coach the guys, but then when you have a player reinforcing it for them, and, that's always huge.
Anything about Kenny in two games where he got a lot of reps relative?
Yeah, I think Kenny's going to be a good player. I mean, he still has things to learn, and he's young, but I think he's got a real chance to be a good player. And I've said this from the start, for a 20-year-old, not kid, a 20-year-old young man, he's really, really a mature 20-year-old young man. I know his birthday's coming up here pretty quick, but he's really mature. I mean, He doesn't screw around. He has fun when it's time to have fun, but when it's time to talk football and do football, he's very serious about it. He's always every time I see Coach McCarthy talking, Dom talking, or me talking, he's always writing notes down and takes it very seriously. And I think that's a great start for him.
Was that a confidence builder for him when he got thrown in against Minnesota after LaTroy got hurt? Quite a lot of snaps.
Yeah. Anytime you have a young player and you can play him, sometimes you don't really want to have to throw him in the fire like that, but there's nothing like game reps, particularly live reps like that against, one of our arch rivals. I mean, that's so valuable. And then he comes back the next week and against another one of our rivals in there. So, I just think anytime that you can get those, you don't want that to happen to LaTroy, but sometimes it's good for the other guy. What's not good for the guy that got injured?
How do you think Brian handled the whirlwind of getting called up, preparing and going right in to get a handful of snaps against the Lions?
Yeah, I thought he did well. I mean, he's another kid that or a young man that's mature and very serious about his business. And that's what I think I like about all these young guys, Ringo included. They're very serious about their job. And Dean, Kenny, Ringo, and BP, they're all of them, when they're in the meeting rooms. And we have, Mike has always had, meetings and then young player meetings with those guys. And, you get them in there. They're very serious about their craft. And you can see they've got some football smarts.
We don't get to talk to you next week, so just how involved is Pennell been through all the last 4 weeks, and what can he add to the mix when he gets back out there?
Well, I mean, I'm not really going to get into Mike right now, but he's been very engaged since he's been here, and he's another one that's been around here for a few years now. And I think just the most thing, I'll just leave it at this, the most thing I've been impressed with was how much in the meetings and stuff he's talking to players and seeing things, and he's staying. One of the things he and I talked about was every week he's got to focus like he's playing, prepare like he's playing. And he's done that. I mean, it's not like he sat up there and he doesn't know what Jacksonville did and what their run tendencies are and stuff like that. He's done a great job of staying focused. And that was one of the big things that he and I talked about was every week that he's been out, he's got to prepare like he was going to play in that game. So when he does come back, he's right on track where he was. Obviously, I hadn't played. I don't mean that way. I'm talking about mental preparation.